So is this 5 seconds of summer or 5 seconds of sex, really? Oh. Who are we talking to here?
Look at who you're talking to. It's obvious who we're talking to.
Voila. Thanks for having us in the studio, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Very nice.
I didn't know that you guys still played heavy metal.
Oh, yeah, I just
occasionally.
I just woke up, so I don't know.
How late did y'all stay last night?
It's like
I slept too.
I slept on this couch last night.
So we were thinking, and this was Kristen's idea, is that we're givers here, since you're always giving to fans. We brought you a lot of presents.
Oh, thank you.
But you have to take one and pass it down.
What type of stuff is it?
A little love from Atlanta.
A little love from everything. And some of this stuff reminded me of you guys, especially, in fact, I want to give this one to Michael right away, because this kind of reminded me of you. Right.
That's cool.
Well, not today.
Not today, though. Not bad.
This is so kind of you guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I mean, seriously, you give so much to your fans. It was just a little small token of us thanking you.
Can you please put on the Wonder Woman cape?
Wonder Woman.
I don't know if it really goes with the 5 seconds of sex attire.
No,
you know
I don't think it does.
I don't know if it goes with the look.
But hey, it's a little love from Atlanta here.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I think that'll work.
Our manager needed a costume, and now he's got one.
Oh, he has one.
Wonder Woman.
Now, I have to know, like, the 5 seconds of sex, whose idea was this?
I don't know. When we stumble upon an idea like this, we kind of run with it.
Yeah, we always take it one step further than it has to be, and we, yeah.
And then just more, so like you started brainstorming, and then all of a sudden one little nugget of an idea.
We had some other names that weren't appropriate to say right now, so we had to choose something. We wanted something, you know, this sounds like a really big deal, but it's not really that big a deal.
Originally, we were called Sex Appeal, but...
We needed something that, you know, you come on our Twitter, it says Sex Appeal, you're like, who's this new band that has a billion followers?
5 seconds of sex makes sense. I think we got Callum Cox, I'm Ashton Axe,
Lucas Locks,
Michael Magics.
Michael Magics, nice.
I love that.
Is that the Amber Alert?
Is there a flood warning?
The Amber Alert.
I think it is alarm.
What is that?
You guys have a lot of Amber Alerts.
We do, you're right. We've had a couple today. They do go up.
Sorry.
Why pick Atlanta to do the new Broken Scene? That seems like the most asked question by your fans.
Because I think Atlanta's up and coming. I think Atlanta is the dark horse, and no one expects Atlanta to... Because I think people are like, oh yeah, Atlanta, I kind of heard of that place, but I think in the next, like,
two years,
I think Atlanta's going to be massive.
It kind of just worked out for us, you know? It just, why anywhere else?
Right.
I don't know. We got a lot of fans here, which is good for us, so we came here.
You have a ton of fans here, and you get that good Southern hospitality and the good Southern food, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's awesome, you know. So
good chicken wings.
We're not complaining.
Good chicken wings.
5 seconds of sex with me, Adam Baum, and Kristen from The Bird Show. We had pulled a few fan questions just because you've heard it all. We want them to ask the questions.
Okay. It's a great suit, by the way, man.
Yeah.
It's my pimpkin...
Oh, I get it.
Spectacular.
See? I know.
I get it.
Do you like goats? Real question.
To be honest, I like the variety. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
There's
like
a variety.
Mountain goats.
There's baby goats.
Yeah, the baby goats.
Baby goats are damn adorable.
The ones that jump off everything.
Jumping goats?
Jumping goats?
Jumping goats.
What about the fainting goats?
Yes.
I like the goat in the Taylor Swift thing.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
sea goats.
That is funny. I don't think there's sea goats.
They're kind of rare.
There's North Pole goats, South Pole goats.
As in, they haven't been discovered.
There's gazelles who kind of look like goats, but aren't.
Goaten.
I never knew there was this many goats.
I think it.
I had no idea.
That's what I'm talking about.
The
variety.
Great goats be.
would you call a sea goat a boat?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Fail. Next question would be.
Shut
sorry
up.
Sorry to shoot it down.
Hey, buddy, I'm Brett Michaels.
Next question. If you had a band initiation, what would you make someone do?
Dress up in 80s glam.
Yeah.
And get like and do this.
Oh,
that's how Ashton.
you shined off after.
Was it too much?
That's it. Was that too much?
That's how Ashton got into the band.
That's how I got into the band.
Take all their clothes off and dance. Cause
oh,
would
my
be,
God.
That would be funny.
That's how
well, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. This is disgusting.
That would be funny.
I don't know if 5 seconds of sex is into this type of music, but I wanted
we're
to ask
everything.
You. Okay, good. That's good. I wanted to know,
everything.
Like, honestly.
Anything.
Okay. Good to know.
Is that
again. I wanted to know how you honestly felt the first time. I wanted to know the real emotions the first time you heard Adele's new song, Hello.
Oh, I thought it was a great melody.
I listened to it yesterday.
The melody is so good.
I thought it was really good, and then I heard the chorus, and then I was like, this is really effing good.
Can you tell me,
no, I'm not going to go into depth.
It's really good. It's
hello,
good.
I thought you know what other song that is great?
Lionel
that
Richie?
Is also called Hello.
Lionel Richie, baby.
Oh.
Hello. You know what song? You know what song kind of has yeah. Hello in it? Hey Everybody. That's a big
yes,
song.
Yes, it does.
Oh, that song.
Who sings that song?
Adele I don't know. Cut that. Some band.
It's Adele.
It's quite similar to our name.
Have you ever
I think
performed
it's Adele.
In these clothes?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Is it hard to? Because they look tight and itchy.
No, you'd be surprised, man. I mean, with these.
The only.
Let me back up. That way you get full.
Let's see this.
Woo!
The main.
This is amazing.
I have got the prime seat over here, man.
Hey,
sorry,
I've never
I
felt
apologize.
So free.
You've never felt so free in your life.
The main thing is the hair. You know, it can't be singing, and you just say, like, it's irritating your hair.
Do you guys have a favorite '80s glam rocker?
Yes.
I mean, Brett Michaels is a huge one.
No, I mean, there's a lot.
CC DeVille from Poison.
CC DeVille is a running joke in this band. Oh, we probably can't say it.
I mean, we probably can because we're 5 seconds of sex. So.
Because yeah, we can say anything. Because he said this thing, and was it a documentary?
Yeah.
He actually can't say that.
It's mainly his voice because like his voice is like this, yeah. You know, because he's like a Jack Daniel drinking. Kind of guy.
He's like literally, he's just a rock star, really.
I like
that's
him.
The
yeah,
definition
I like
of rock star.
I like him.
I also like Axl. He has in cornrows for a while, which is weird, but that's cool.
I mean, Axl / you know, Eddie Van dudes. Halen.
There's so many to name, really.
David Lee Roth. Yeah.
Now, your fan base is it's younger, so are you? You're kind of introducing this because I'm sure they don't know who a lot of these people are.
I'm sure,
right?
They probably don't want to know either.
But
we kind of.
But the key thing is, the dads do.
That's how he gets where we're making the connection.
And you know what? The dads have to drive the daughters to the show.
Very true.
And if we can connect with the dads on the Poison and the David Lee Roth, you know, Van Halen
and
level.
And they'll force their daughters to just keep going.
The daughters don't even like it.
We got it all worked out.
Now, there's a particular solo musician who I'm not going to name names, but he's kind of been...
Ed Sheeran?
No, he's kind of been known for his douchery.
Boston Jeeba.
And walking off stage recently and refusing to perform. So because he's a solo act, I wondered
if he's known for douchery.
No, he's not.
Well, no, the headlines recently have kind of displayed his douchery. Yeah. So I wanted to know if, like, being in a band, you are able to keep each other in check because your names are never in the headlines when it comes to that stuff.
You see, the thing is, if one person walks off the stage, we all have to walk off the stage. That's just how it goes. It's band mentality.
The ship sinks with the captains, you know? And if Michael walks off the stage, we all got to walk off the stage. Otherwise, Michael looks weird. Yeah. So it's more of like a group approach. I spoke about this before. Justin, he's one of the biggest artists in modern contemporary music. And what would you expect? He's under so much stress. I could not even... Like, we do a promo tour, and I think I get so stressed just individually. But we get to divide it between four people. This guy is like, has like, oh my God.
Spotlights on one person.
It must be so intense.
So you guys get to share it with each other so that alleviates some of the stress.
Everyone has a breaking point. Everyone
I can believe that.
I want to alleviate the stress of that question. Do you guys like the cream part of the Oreo or the cookie part? One of your fans want
to
know.
What an unrelated question, but I like the cookie part.
I like both.
I think I like the cookie, yeah.
I like Jack Daniels.
You know what I love about your fans, though? Your fans are really, I mean, they are you. They like you can tell what a 5 seconds of summer / sex fan is. Fun. Well, maybe the sex part
sex
I want to say.
Well.
You guys are fun, and your fans are fun.
Yeah.
I mean, why not have fun in life? Because there is too much serious stuff, right?
I think, you know, that's kind of the message that we want to push, you know? Like, I think, you know, we always want people to be at their happiest. And, you know, if we can help do that, that's awesome.
Yeah. We've never taken ourselves too seriously, as you can see.
I take myself, except me, I take myself really seriously.
Michael,
that's why I have leopard print pants on.
I probably take this band, like, 5 seconds of sex more serious than 5 seconds of sex.
Yeah, probably.
Now, one more question before from the fans before you do this American Music Awards thing.
Yes.
If you were chased by who would you want to be chased by? Cows or chickens?
Chickens.
Chickens, obviously, man. Cows are huge.
No, cows are slow. Cows.
You
no,
can get
not.
Away from them right away.
Yeah.
Are you sure cows
chickens
are
would
slow?
Be like they'd be like all of my ankles and shit.
I don't think cows are slow. I think you'd be surprised at the speed of a cow.
I think a cow can get up to some serious speed.
Is the cow charging?
It's sure.
I don't know if a cow can a cow charge? I don't know if a cow can charge.
Yes, a cow can charge.
I feel like they'd fall over, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
No, you'd be surprised at how agile a cow is.
I like that we're on the same page with cows.
Yes.
You've seen a cow run, so have I. We get it.
I've seen a cow run and you know, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's sheer power. It's raw power.
Raw power.
Are you guys up for doing a little bit of gambling, a little bit of betting?
No.
No? It's like, come on.
Because this is a good bet, I think.
Okay.
This is our...
So we're super excited that you guys are performing at the American Music Awards. Adam and I are going to be there. And
in that suit?
If you want. I mean, this may be part of the bet. I don't know.
We can make it. So we haven't figured out the wager yet, but we wanted to do some AMA predictions, like who the winners are.
Oh, great.
So I have here everything printed out. And so, Ashton.
Oh, thanks.
Best female. You're welcome. Callum.
Best female group, Five Sauce.
All right.
Freddie Wop.
Luke.
Best solo vocalist.
All right. And Michael.
You have a complete list on there? Or what's on the list here, Chris?
So I have all the categories. So we have Artists of the Year, New Artists of the Year presented by Kohl's, which you guys are very familiar with that category. Favorite Male Artist Pop Rock, Favorite Female Artist Pop Rock, and Favorite Album. So I wanted you guys to highlight who you think you're going to win, and we needed to have some kind of bet between the station and...
But it's WAP. I think it's WAP.
Yes.
That's how I say it on the radio.
Adam, I got you one, too.
Oh, you got me one, too?
Of course, man.
Okay. So Artist of the Year.
So you
where
got
is 5 seconds of sex at? I don't see it.
Oh, man.
That's confusing, man. We're ahead of the time.
They didn't nominate us for anything.
I'm not answering any of these. Come on.
But we have to figure out what our wager is.
Okay.
It's got to be something on social media. It has to be.
All right, then. Whatever you guys
need. Yeah, I
can't guarantee anything because it is Halloween Eve. And, I might forget. I'll get back to it in the morning.
I think I'm going to get all of these
right. Let me see what you got here.
Really?
I like who you pick for Artist of the Year. Oh. That's new Artist of the Year is exactly who I was thinking.
Do I get to
choose? The Weeknd.
You guys get to choose all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We've got a highlight here.
Favorite male artist? I'm right there with you. I'm a Shirio myself. Favorite female artist? I think Tay-Tay is going to take home a lot of awards come award night.
I'm thinking maybe she's going to win Artist of the Year, but I don't know. I'm not going
to. Not going to go out on a limb.
I like where your head's at, Michael. All right, so we're going to fill ours out, too, and we're going to have a friendly little competition here, but we just have to know what is on the line. There's got to be something, like, what's going to be on the line?
I should have thought more about it.
We'll think it off interview here, because this is going to have to be good, and it may involve my pimpkin costume, I think.
I've chosen my destiny.
Have you?
Yes.
Are you happy? Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'm stoked on it.
Yeah.
Are these fan voted?
I feel like
yes, they are. Yeah, the AMAs are fan voted.
Oh, you didn't tell us that.
So, guys, we appreciate you doing this for Atlanta and for dressing like this and for coming up with this because this is really big stuff.
Just this. Thanks, man. I know. I know.
5 seconds of summer and 5 seconds of sex in one room. We appreciate you coming by Atlanta and doing this, guys.
Truly crazy, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Honey Bunch.
Honey Bunches of votes.
You can't call it.